Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy sent a letter to President Joe Biden asserting state management of the more than 800,000 miles of rivers and 30 million acres of navigable lakes in Alaska, expressing the intent for the state to exercise its authority to manage them and the related submerged lands under state law. In a press conference Friday, Governor Dunleavy said,
"We don't want this to be taken as a threat. That's not what this is about. But what it is a clear authority that the state of Alaska has. The Supreme Court has ruled on this issue more than once, twice, 9-0, which was unprecedented in determining the issue of navigable waters and who has sovereignty over those navigable waters, which is the state of Alaska. But from this point forward, the navigable waters in Alaska that have been defined as having Alaskan jurisdiction over them, we will be accessing those waters from this point forward."
The state is asserting its management rights over the vast network of waters and submerged lands it received at statehood and will move to promote their use and enjoyment to serve the interests of Alaskans. The governor said,
"The desire is to work collaboratively with the federal government and with the agencies. However, when it comes to any more questions as to whether who has the right, Alaskans, to be on their waters, rivers, streams, lakes, and other bodies that are going to be identified on our DNR website, it's going to be made clear that Alaska is in fact the sovereign, and Alaskans have the right to use those waters in a fashion that's been lined out."
The Bureau of Land Management, National Park Service, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and U.S. Forest Service manage more than 200 million acres in Alaska. And according to a press release, the federal government acknowledged Alaska's clear title to 16% of state-owned lands and to submerged lands under only 9% of state-owned rivers. The governor states that by retaining management of the rest, federal authorities block Alaskans from recreational and commercial use of the resources generally allowed under state law. The action comes on the second anniversary of the Sturgeon versus Frost U.S. Supreme Court decision. 8 Alaska youths have found to have developed serious inflammatory syndrome from previous coronavirus infections. This according to what state health officials have said in a recent report released on Friday. It says some 8 youths ended up in the pediatric intensive care unit with severe complications. The condition they developed is called multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children, which can lead to inflamed organs, including the heart, lungs, kidneys, and brain, according to the CDC. Since May 2020, they've reported over 2,600 cases of said syndrome, including 33 deaths from the syndrome across the U.S. Most cases were in children and adolescents between the ages of 1 and 14, the median age being 9. Cases have occurred in children and adolescents aged less than a year old and also up to 20. The CDC says roughly 99% of those who developed the syndrome had previously tested positive for the coronavirus. The remaining 1% were around someone who had the coronavirus. Those aforementioned 8 cases were reported around the Matsu region and Anchorage. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.